From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Authorities say a 25-year-old Eureka man is dead after the Jeep he was a passenger in rolled over late Tuesday night. Humboldt area CHP responding to a report of a vehicle collision on State Route 36 east of Dinsmore, several miles up a private mountain dirt trail. Upon arrival, officers found a 1984 Jeep Laredo. It had been involved in a solo rollover traffic crash. While traveling northbound on the road, the Jeep slid to the side, overturned, pinning the 25-year-old passenger. Emergency medical personnel responded to the scene and provided aid to the involved parties, but the passenger did not survive his injuries and was pronounced dead. The driver, 29-year-old Trey Baleri, was uninjured and has been cooperating with police. Well, we now know the name of a person killed in a two-vehicle crash on State Route 36. He is Esteban Espinoza, age 20, of Orange, California. On Sunday at about 4 p.m., Humboldt area CHP went to the report of a vehicle collision on 36 west of Dinsmore. Upon arrival, they determined a 1988 Honda sedan was involved in a head-on collision with a 2018 Dodge pickup. Espinoza was driving the Honda, allowed it to drift onto the shoulder before traveling back across the road and into oncoming traffic where it collided with the pickup. Emergency personnel responded to the scene, providing aid to those parties. Espinoza did not survive his injuries. With summer here, the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services advising you to get travel vaccines if you're heading out on vacation. Officials point to the recent measles outbreak. So the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, or MMR, is available and encouraged. They say once you have an itinerary, make an appointment at the clinic or with your health care provider to discuss any recommended vaccines. For those traveling to areas where malaria is present, the clinic also staffs a nurse practitioner to prescribe the appropriate medication and talk to travelers about preventing mosquito bites. Earlier in the week, five different agencies took part in an active shooter drill at Winship Middle School. The session overseen by Sheriff's Office Analyst Tom Dewey, the focus on three phases of how to deal with an active shooter at a school. The first, stop the shooting and the damage done by it. Phase two is where the knitting together of the agencies takes place. And the third phase is to stop any fatalities. Law enforcement has the mission of rendering the site safe so medical personnel can be brought in if needed. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.